Humphrey Bogart. Humphrey de Forest Bogart was an American actor and a cultural icon of the tough American loner. Bogart was born December 25, 1899 in New York City, the son of a prominent doctor and the portrait artist Maud Humphrey. He died at his California home on January 14, 1957. Bogart began acting in 1921 and played in many Broadway productions in the 1920s. After the stock market crash of 1929, Bogart turned to film. His first great success was as Duke Mantee in The Petrified Forest, a role he had originated on Broadway. After this, he was often typecast as a gangster in films such as Angels with Dirty Faces, or as heavies in B-movies like The Return of Dr. X. Bogart's breakthrough as a leading man came in 1941 with High Sierra and The Maltese Falcon. The next year, his performance as Rick in Casablanca cemented his film persona of the hard-boiled cynic who ultimately shows his noble side. For it, he was nominated for an Academy Award. Other successes included To Have and Have Not, The Big Sleep, Dark Passage, and Key Largo, all with his wife Lauren Bacall. Following these, he made The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, In a Lonely Place, and The African Queen, for which he won his only Academy Award. Other films include Sabrina, The Caine Mutiny, which brought him a third nomination for an Academy Award, and his last movie, The Harder They Fall. Over a film career of almost 30 years, Bogart appeared in 75 feature films. His television appearances were rare, but included a live performance of The Petrified Forest in 1955. On radio, he appeared in several radio adaptations of his films, including The Maltese Falcon, Casablanca, To Have and Have Not, The African Queen, and The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, and the one-season series Bold Venture, which was written expressly for him and Bacall. Humphrey Bogart was married four times, lastly to Lauren Bacall from 1947 until his death. Together they had two children. Bogart's hobbies included playing chess, sailing, and carousing, and he was known for championing liberal causes. The mystique of Bogart's screen persona continues to this day. In 1997, his image appeared on a postal stamp in the U.S. Postal Service's Legends of Hollywood series. In 1997, Entertainment Weekly magazine named him the number one movie legend of all time. In 1999, the American Film Institute ranked Bogart as the greatest male star in the history of American cinema. For the old-time radio researchers, this is your announcer, Rich Meyer.